Love the way that wee girl says party. I wish I could say it like that. Boys and girls, have you ever been to a party? Hands up if you've ever been to a party. Everybody's been to a party. What sort of party have you been to? A football party? That sounds really exciting. What sort of party were you to at?
My friend's party.
Your friend's party. Has anybody been to a wedding party? Has anybody been to a wedding party? A wedding reception? Yeah, you've been? Who was that? Was that some relation? You want to tell me? No? No, you're not going to tell me. That's okay. Have you been to a wedding party? Who was that?
Christina.
Your cousin or uncle? Your mum's brother? Yeah, well, okay. We've got there. That was a very special wedding party there. Actually, you might see myself somewhere in there. They are. Had to pay for that. Or most of it. Or a birthday. Everybody's been to a birthday party. Even if you've never been to a wedding party, you've been to a birthday party. Hands up, who has any birthdays today? Anybody's got a birthday today? No? I was going to sing happy birthday. Me? I was going to sing happy birthday to you all by myself, but I'm not going to now because there's nobody's birthday today. Have you ever been to a party? Jesus invites every single one of us to a very special party. And this party, of course, is an idea, a picture of a saving relationship with him. He wants us to come into his family, to be part of his kingdom. And ultimately, it's going to be in heaven. But even now, we can be part of the party. So everybody's invited to this special party. And Jesus says, come to my party. Don't miss my party. He says, don't miss my party. Now, if you had a party, what would you want to eat at your party? What would you have to eat at your party?
A chocolate sponge birthday cake.
Very precise. What would you like?
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Anybody else got anything? What would you like?
Pizza.
Pizza. Well, if I had a party, and I have a few birthdays over me, Coke Zero. Just to be healthy, the zero is in there, you know, not the fat Coke. The best crisps in the whole world. And of course, what else? Does anybody guess what the third thing might be? Does anybody know me well enough to know what the third thing might be? What do you think it might be?
Cake?
No, I'm not really fussed in cake, but there's something that's cold and tasty. Ice cream. Maud's ice cream. Pooh Bear Maud's ice cream. If I had a party, that's what I would have. And it's Father's Day today, and I hope there's going to be some of these things for me later on. And I don't know what Jesus has in his party for us, but can I tell you it's going to be perfect? In fact, in the Bible, there's a little picture painted of the marriage feast of the Lamb. It's about a party in heaven, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic, the best party you could ever be at. Now, here's the third question. Who would you invite to your party? Who would you invite to your party? No one. Oh, you would invite someone. Yeah. Noah. Who's Noah? Is Noah a friend? I thought you said no one. I thought that was strange. Noah's a friend.
Yeah.
Brilliant. You invite a friend. Who has answered the question? Who would you invite to the party?
Joey.
Is that not a friend besides? What would you invite?
Matthew.
So nobody would invite family. Here's who I would invite to my party if I had a party today. And just in case you wonder who they are, that's my mummy on the side. And there's Ian and Aaron. And there's Piggy in the middle, you know. And then there's Pauline and Harry and Pauline's mummy. So that's my family. And that was taken on Christmas Day. And I'm absolutely shivering there. And I'm saying, please get into the house. But that's who I would invite. And you know what? See all these people here. They're all going to be at Jesus' party in heaven because they all love Jesus. They're all been saved by him. And that's who I would want at my party, people I know and love, my family and friends. But you know what? Jesus invites you, all of you, to his party. And in the parable, of course, we read there and we saw in the video, there was two invitations went out. The first one was save the date. And people do that for weddings too sometimes. They'll send out, I'm getting married next summer, the 12th of July, or some date like that. Please come to the party. Keep it free. Come to the party. And then, closer to the date, you get a second invitation. Come, for everything is now ready. And the Bible is really has been promising the whole way through, save the date. There's going to be a day when the Savior is going to come, and he's going to pay for the party, and he's going to be able to invite everybody to the party. And then the day came when Jesus came and died on the cross and rose again so that we might come to his party. And of course, these invitations, Jesus says, were sent out to three people. And they started to make excuses because they just didn't want to come to Jesus' party. One said, what? What had he just bought?
A field.
And he says, I've just bought a field. I want to go and look at it. And the second one said, I've only got one yoke of oxen, but many, I've already told you what it is. That's a yoke of oxen. That's like an old tractor, an old version of a tractor, okay? The modern thing would be a tractor. So he had lots of tractors, and he said, I've just bought them. I want to go and try them out. And then, of course, the third guy said, I just got married and I can't come. So he made excuses. They just made excuses. They said, don't want to come to the party. And you know what? That's what some people do with Jesus' invitation. They say, "Hey, it's lovely to be invited by Jesus. I really think that's special. And I do appreciate it. But I'm too busy. I've got other things to do. And I've other things to spend my time and my money on. And I don't want to come to the party." And that's particularly sad. And it's particularly wrong. So, you're invited to the party, and you're either coming to the party because you love Jesus as your Savior, or you're not coming to the party because you don't love Jesus as your Savior. So, are you coming to the party? Because Jesus says, come to the party, everything's ready, don't miss the party. So, as we sort of come to conclusion, let's hear it again. Jesus says to you, all of you, mums and dads as well, and to you too, come to the party, he says. Jesus says, come to the party. And remember, the party is heaven, it's salvation, it's a relationship with him. It's the best thing we can ever be invited to. And Jesus says, don't miss the party. He says, come to the party, don't miss the party. And some of us, and probably maybe we're older, and actually that's what we're doing. We're missing the party. Because we have our attention on other things. And we've forgotten that Jesus has invited us to the greatest party of all. And remember, the last thing I want to say is this. Jesus has paid for everything in this party. He's paid for everything. And he paid for this party by dying on the cross and rising again from the dead. So don't miss the party. You can miss many things in life, but don't miss the party that Jesus has invited you to. Our prayer is, mums and dads, boys and girls, our prayer as a church is that we will hear the invitation to come to the party, and we will come and we'll not miss out on his party, the greatest party of all. Let me pray for you, boys and girls, and let me ask God to help you understand. Father, we thank you for this wonderful invitation to come to this very special party. Thank you, Jesus, that you've invited us to this party, this salvation, this relationship with you, and to heaven at the end. We pray that we will take up the invitation, we'll not make excuses, that we will go to be with you forever and forever, and to enjoy you forever and forever. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.